Welcome to the Do You Get podcast.
Because I don't think they get.
Actually, but do they get?
No, they don't get. Do you get that they don't get?
They
that
don't get that they don't get.
No,
they
don't get this
philosophy.
They don't get it. You don't get it. If you don't get it, forget about it.
Hello. Welcome to the Do You Get podcast. And this is Florence.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to a new episode of the Do You Get podcast. And today, we have a very special guest. Oh, my goodness.
giving VVIP guest.
VVVVV. All the Vs.
Original Prime Minister.
Period.
What else?
Number one,
I don't even know the full sound. Brain. That's crazy,
honestly. But oh, we can do that one. The emperor, the lion, the champion,
all of them.
They have arrived.
What's going on here?
They have actually arrived. Well, today on the podcast we have my friend Faye. Oh my goodness!
Will you guys put like effects in this part where they're like clapping?
I think we have that. Okay, oh, you want me to join?
No, Florence will put it in. That's Raz now.
I think this thing that we have here has that thing where you can add. I don't remember how to do it though. But
okay, next time, when I join you guys.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, wait.
Okay, but hi, guys. What should I say? My name, my country.
So today on the podcast we have my friend Faye. She is obviously Nigerian. Well, it's not obvious. Sorry, a Nigerian baddie, hottest cake, baddest content creator, baddest hairdresser, booker, Instagram bio, artist.
You
creative
guys, if we put when we
stylist post, when best we dresser
Simi, allow me to talk now.
Let me finish hyping her. We have a big person in this.
Please,
this,
I don't only want hyping. Can you just pay some money? Because ones are loose, so just help girls and you know, pay some cash.
I really love your hair, and she actually did herself. Like, once you guys go to our Instagram, you guys will see the hair.
Go and book her based in the DFW area.
Yeah.
Book her. Slots are filling up. Book her.
You get
quick.
Like, you like say book her, book her. Have you booked her?
I booked her.
She has though.
I booked her. I don't play games.
She don't play. She gets down.
Period. But yes, we have Faye. Faye. Hi, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm actually so shy. but thank you for having me.
Yes,
we're happy to have you.
Yep, Faye is our number one supporter. I'm sure if you go and click on all Instagram, you see, like by Faye or Matewa, you see
no, because the... like, listen, I'm of the belief that like, if your friends don't like support you or cheer you on, like, who's going to do it? You know, and I get like your people will find you, but like, I genuinely like, I'm of the belief that like, your friends should always just like, you know how like celebrities like uplift their own friends and everything. Like, don't wait till your friend is like famous before you now start like supporting them. Like, support them.
Can some of my friends hear this? Because
they take notes. Jot it down.
Because I'll send this thing to them and be like, did you hear what Faye said?
Period.
But... oh my god, Jinx. Why am I shy this episode? This is crazy. Okay.
It's because I'm here. Because I'm here. It's okay, sir.
Your presence is just...
No, don't blush too much.
Your face is red, too. I'm not even going to lie.
Red. It's turning like red. From blushing.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
No, dark skin girls to be blushing, so like...
It's turning red.
Wow. Oh, makeup artist. I forgot to add that. Sorry. You see, when the list is plenty, it's
but
hard.
Don't hit me up for your makeup, please. I beg.
Respect our wishes. Hair only. Hair only. Period. Good. But how are you guys? How was your week? How have you guys been doing?
I've got a realization of something.
Ah.
that, I don't know how to explain it. That's what I've been experiencing this whole week, that the person that I think I am in my brain and the person I actually am are two different people. It's okay. For instance, right, I was listening to music, right? You know, like when your head, in my head, I can do the dance really, really well. But you know, I've never actually tried it.
I hope you tried it inside, not outside.
And then when I try it, I'm like, God, you look so razz. Like, in my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm this champion dancer.
Like, you know what? I love the delusional energy. You have to actually stay delusional because, like, you know, where will you go if you're not actually delusional?
Exactly.
That's how I've been feeling this week. Like, I need to match my reality.
No, actually, don't match it. You just need to stay that way. Because after you stay that way for a long time, you wake up one day and you actually do it.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. Actually, but there's some things I feel like I can never do, like leg walk. That, it looks so hard. Like, it looks so hard.
At your hard. Age, Simi. At
your age. That first level of leg walk.
Bro.
I left it to the rest of them. Everybody else around me. That first level. All the butterfly. The
bro.
Oh, my God. I feel I look so razz doing butterfly. Even if I know, like, the basic steps, like, I feel like I look so razz. There's this video you people keep throwing around from Vegas. I don't know why people keep throwing that video around. You and Chika,
bro.
Are you doing leg work in the video?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good.
I actually think it looks good. That's why I use it. But now that you have said it, I'm using it again. I feel like Florence, when Florence is dancing, like, something has taken over her. Especially when she pulls out that butterfly, it's no longer jokes. We're not playing games. It's serious.
No longer Florence, a different person.
Bro.
Oh, God.
And her face, everything, she's giving it to us. 10-10. She's not playing any games, bro. So, now that I know, I won't use that video again.
But how are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm fine. I think my biggest... I don't even know how to feel about it, but I just feel like this week, everybody who has been going back home, whether it's Lagos or Accra, wherever you're going, like, I'm living for the content, but also, I don't want to get ready with you to go to Zaza. I don't, like, in my head, I'm like, take me with you, but I'm also like, you're doing too much, like, you know?
Right.
Every month you have attended wedding. Every month you to go to
this is to December, it's Shege that we're going to see.
What if I recorded every single day of my life?
My life forever.
So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm very much, like, enjoying. Like, I'm living through, you know, everybody who's going back home. But I'm also like, damn, like, that's tough.
Yeah. One day it'll be us. Agree. No one day.
But the thing is, I'm scared that one day I'll actually go back December and I'm in my yard. I'm not doing anything. There's nothing
that's your business. That's your personal career.
No, because this summer I'll call Simi. I'm like, oh, Simi, what's the vibe?
She's
I'm at home. I'm cooking. I'm like, bro, when did you leave this place to go there and just be sitting?
No, this summer I had an agenda, which is to get my visa. That was what I was working on. Like, in and out. But my issue is, like, I always feel like, how do people know what is happening? Because I feel like, example, like, with college, it's like, everybody knows what's happening that weekend to an extent. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you are not invited, like, by the person like throwing it or whatever, you know what the moves are. But I feel like with Nines, there's so many moves. Mm-hmm. And, like, connects are so important. Like, you cannot, if you want to go there, go. But what you use your eyes to see is between you and God. If you don't have connects, or you don't know how to get in, or if you don't know the right people. And me, I hate the embarrassment. Mm-hmm. I hate the embarrassment. And I also live on the mainland. I will not travel all the way to the island to go and see Shiggy.
I feel that. Like, and I also feel like, wait, I actually just lost train of my thoughts. That's actually insane. Oh, yeah. I also feel like going home in summer is, like, yeah, there's, like, vibes and everything. But, like, it's not as, like, much as December. So,
yeah.
And then not as many people are, like, at home during summer. People are just, like, working. So, like, I feel like December is, like, really, really the festive.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't really, because if you're at home during summer, I'm like, okay, like, it's fine because there's nothing, like, much to do. But, like, if you're at home in December, then I don't know what you're doing.
Literally. Yeah. And this girl was saying in one of her, what if I recorded every day forever? What's her name? Timmy Otedola. She was saying that she feels like this Dirty December is overrated. Because, like, why would you want to sit down with traffic and, like, all that? But then Mr. Easy was now saying, like, yeah, but it's for people that... It's because everybody's coming home that time. So it's not necessarily for people that always frequently. Because she was like, she's had better nights in October, for example, than in December.
Yeah.
But Mr. Aiza was trying to explain, like, yeah, but yeah, that's like your base, you're there. Mm-hmm. It's more for people that... Because like, I also kind of, like, my mom hates December because of that traffic. She's just annoyed. She's just like...
I feel like everybody is always much. Saying something about IJGBs and how they're...
That's also true. So...
Yeah. I literally was called watch this TikTok about this girl talking about like the Yahoonization of Lagos.
And oh my god, I saw that TikTok.
Like in my head, I was like, that's so like spot on. And then she did like a part two on like her issues with Dirty December and like how it's basically just people like mostly like the elites doing things for the elites and it's by the elites. So it's like the people who actually live in Lagos and like grew up there are not really like benefiting
right.
in terms of like profit wise or like exposure wise or like even just like enjoyment wise like if you see people's stories, people who are coming back from like the abroad, is just the vibes are different from people who are like who have been like in Lagos going through it. So I was like, damn, that's actually so true.
Yeah, but you know, that's basically us. And that's like I've started to tell myself, like, yeah, actually an IJGB. Like, one, because I was having a conversation with someone last week, and he was like, yeah, because he was born and raised in America. So he was like, I've been an IJGB since I was born. And he claimed it. I was like, I've never heard anybody say that.
Because, like, I've never heard anybody
like,
be
like, if someone called me IJGB, I would be vexed. Because I feel like they're like, yeah, like, tonight is my country, bro. Don't play.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus.
I feel like at this point, we have to accept.
I don't want to genuinely.
Yeah.
I
just like there should be a cutoff age. Like if you left like before, like the age of 13, then you should record an IJGB. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't know. In my head, like because I left that when I was like 19, so I'm just like I'm one with these guys. Like
literally, I've been there and I've been here. Like you know, those are my roots. You know.
Yeah.
Me, I left very early, so.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you are the IJGB.
I don't like to say aloud, but I get
it's okay. Be who you are. Be who you literally. Are, babe. Be yourself.
Yeah, I get it.
There's nothing wrong with this.
At least I've not lost my accent completely, thank God. So
yeah, but why are people always afraid to lose that? Like for you, why are you afraid to lose your accent? Do you think it'll make people question if you're like you're really Nigerian, quote unquote?
Because I just feel I don't know. I actually don't know. I think it's an identity thing for me. Like I don't want to blend. I don't know. It's an identity thing for me and I don't want to lose that, if that makes sense. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. Why I'm so scared to lose it. Also, American accent, please forgive me.
It's not giving.
But it's not anything to acquire. Like, it's not any, like... as a kid, maybe I would have been feeling somehow like, oh, maybe let me blend in or whatnot. But, like, in general, like, American accent is not anything that, like, everybody should jump to acquire, like. Is how you talk, that's fine.
Yeah. I also feel like it's easier to pick an accent as a child because you're still learning.
Yeah, and I didn't come, like, also at home, everybody speaks, like, normal, without normal accent. Also, and I also didn't come in a very formative time. I came kind of in the clips of everything. I came in middle school, like, when I was 13 or 14. 13.
Okay. Okay, so you're, like... Partially, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
God, please. Don't call me IJGB, please.
I'm weak.
Please.
Yeah.
It's just an identity thing. I think when you grow up in Nigeria, like, or grow up in whatever country, I feel like you just don't want to lose that. You just want to continue being connected to that somehow.
Yeah.
At least for me, Sha, so...
That makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, we're moving into the blind section. But, there's a twist because, obviously, nobody's blind this week. No dilemma, but it's okay. We have a dilemma that... I mean, I saw something online which I wanted to bring up because it was interesting. So I feel like there's this influencer, her name is Sophia Lodge. I feel like Fia and I have spoken about her before. Yes.
Is it the Christian BBL?
Yes. The Christian BBL.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, for context. For context, for those of you who doesn't know, there's this, she's a content creator. She creates on YouTube primarily, I think. I don't think I've really seen her anything else, but she's a YouTuber. She got a BBL. Now, I haven't watched this video completely. I've only seen clips online.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, she got a BBL and she tagged it as a Christian BBL. Even in the title of the video, it says Christian BBL. And then I've seen a clip. I don't know if this clip is real. She was talking about how she feels like God would not have put her in a position to get a BBL if he didn't approve of the BBL.
I'm just trying to. I'm trying to understand.
Like, I just feel like there's this thing in social media. I don't know if it's social media or society that people just want to put a label on something that doesn't need to be like taken too deeply in general. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know which one is Christian BBL. I don't know why you can't just call it BBL. I just feel like maybe people are trying to create like different. I don't know, put a label to something so that they identify. Like, there's just things, like, I'll pop up on things that, you know, the way people, so certain content creators, for instance, like, will be like, oh, I'm a Christian. Like, somebody's a Christian and they go to the gym and then they'll attach something to it, a Christian
gym rat.
I don't know, something like that. Like, maybe, and then, like, maybe that, like, affects the way they dress in the gym, which is fine, like, understandable, but it doesn't all, you don't always have to attach a label to something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So Christian BBL, maybe, where can I get that one? Maybe special BBL, that BBL.
I don't understand, maybe there's anointing inside BBL. I'm not sure.
Twitter was going crazy, like, that day.
Literally, I haven't even seen the video. I only saw it on TikTok and Twitter, and in my head, I was just like, why not just call it a BBL?
BBL.
And then that whole thing of, like, God putting you, like, in the position to get a BBL, like, I'm not sure what that means. Does it mean that God gave her money? Or, like,
maybe that's what it meant, but, like, still, Christian BBL.
Yeah,
even if God gave you the money and resources to do it, why do you have to say
call you?
Yeah,
you see that you can actually have a BBL and go to church. You don't have to say God told you to get a BBL. You can actually go to
ask
like,
you, Sister Sophie, what happened to your
BBL? Do you know the crazy thing? I didn't even know she got a BBL.
Because her hair was already big, yeah.
Exactly. So if she kept your hush.
And things like, it's 2023, nobody's going to judge you. Like,
do you understand?
I mean,
get your BBL,
to be fair, there are people that would. Maybe even her family, members.
Okay, now she has told the whole world that she had a Christian BBL. Is it going to stop her family? Like, I feel like BBL has become so normalized, which is not even a good thing in and of itself, but whatever. It's not anything to be ashamed of anymore. Mm. Everybody and their daddy has a BBL.
Literally. Like, just
I wanted to get my own BBL.
What stops you?
I don't have money.
Poverty die.
You guys, first Christian BBL is
loaded. Poverty die. Once God puts you in the position.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'll come on this podcast and say, I'm getting a Christian BBL.
Hallelujah.
This one has been anointed by the Lord.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Because she said, I don't think she clapped back, but I saw another couple she was saying, like, you know, this is why people are afraid of Christians or are afraid of Christians because Christians are too judgmental because she got a BBL, da da da.
I don't think people are being judgmental.
Yeah, I think people are just wondering why she
Christian BBL.
Like, because a BBL is a BBL. But I think at the end of the day, there's something about, like, being in the public eye in, like, any form, whether you're an influencer or, like, you just have, like, a platform or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they always say, like, no, what's it called? How do they say it? Like, all publicity is, like, good publicity. Mm-hmm. So, like, even if, like, she's saying, like, Christian BBL, she might have wanted it to like be like a standout thing, like for the algorithm to like pick people who are Christian and people who are into BBLs, and like that whole crowd is gonna be people. So do you get what I'm saying? Like, so now it's just like a new target audience. Because like
that's true.
In my head, like
that makes sense.
Like her market before was very much like, you wanna be a baddie, like you like my lifestyle, that kind of stuff. But now she's pulling in two different audiences that were probably like never really going to like, you know, tune into her content before. Yeah. And like honestly speaking, even if it's like, what's it called? Even if it seems like controversial right now, like I said, like all publicity is good publicity, because she's still gonna like grow in engagement, like on TikTok, on things. I've never seen her on my TikTok. But all of a sudden, I've seen like three videos on my TikTok in the past 2 weeks now because of this Christian BBL. So like she's gonna grow in some way or the other. So but like I personally believe that like whatever you're doing in terms of like publicity should be pure. Even though like all publicity is good publicity, like in my just morally speaking, I'm just like I only do what I think like is good. Not just because I want to now drag like a new like audience. Like
I mean, one day now people, we'll like, see, you know, I don't we'll know. See everybody saying Christian BBL. So maybe she'll start a trend.
She's gonna influence some Christian girlies who have been insecure about their bodies.
Exactly, to get BBL. Because that might have even been right why she said it that way.
And that might not necessarily be like a bad thing or a good thing, but it's just like, I guess maybe she's just trying to find her people who agree. So you know how the way like Christianity is, like I always say, like everything that exists, like there's a spectrum for it. Like there are people who are like, we must follow every single thing that in the Bible, and then people like, oh, I love the ideology of this, but I also don't really like you know what it says about like the body image or like this, like you know, just things like that. So like maybe she's gonna do that. It's just like, well, me, I love my Jesus, blah blah blah, but I still want a BBL. So now she came and said, I'm a Christian with a BBL, and called it a Christian BBL. So,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, I don't know, that's our first time, but
it's
pray
still,
for
it's
her.
Just funny.
It's
still like,
funny. Like,
yeah,
I'll always laugh at it. So,
I was no, Twitter had me crying, and now I wish I saved some tweets so I could read them. I was dying of laughter.
It should I so get funny. Twitter? I feel like if I get my Twitter back,
you should.
I'm just going to be on my phone, and I'm
Twitter
being avoiding
is easily
my phone.
One of the best social media platforms.
Twitter and TikTok together.
Bro,
like, I just feel like
forget
those are
Instagram.
The two combos you need in life. Like,
literally.
All the rest, like, meh. I mean,
I feel like
Pinterest,
Twitter
but, like,
got toxic for me. So maybe if I do get Twitter again, I have to, like, really tailor my the people I follow.
Yeah. All you need is African Twitter or Black Twitter.
Yeah, or Black Twitter.
UK Twitter. All those ones. I don't know what else happened. I don't know what's going on American Twitter. That one's between them and God. But
anyways, we're going into the next section called If You Don't Get It,
Forget About It.
And in this section, we're talking to Faye obviously about content creating. And we just wanted to know what inspired you to get into content creating. Tell us your story, your source, everything that brings you brings you into this career. Is it? I think it's a career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
career. Honestly, I don't even know what it is right now, but we'll get into that later.
Okay.
But I think for me, like, the reason why I started like content creation was because I wanted to be seen. So like I always like I don't know how to explain it. It's not like I was an underdog or anything. Like I had this like sad story growing up or anything. But I just genuinely felt like I wasn't really like seen. Like I wasn't really noticed. Like, you know? Like in terms of like things like beauty and stuff like that, like I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and like actually like a few months ago, and we're talking about how like when you grow up, like especially like in Nigeria, there's a lot of like colorism, and like when you grow up and you're not like the fairest or like the prettiest girl like in your class, you have to either be funny or smart. And she was telling me how she picked being funny, and I was telling her how I picked being smart. And so like when you're smart, like people like know your name, and like they know this person is good with this, but they don't see you. And I still felt like I was missing out on something because I wasn't being seen. And apart from that, like I also like just grew up with like parents who were very like artistic. So like my dad was like in an advertising agency, and my mom just like taking pictures, and my brother was a photographer at some point. So it was very much like it, like, I just wanted to express myself in one way or the other. And I remember the first time, like, I can say I actually created content was, like, during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I was actually terribly depressed. And the only thing that kept me going was these YouTube videos of these girls trying on synthetic wigs. Because mm-hmm. at that point, I was in, like, I think I was, like, in sophomore year, like, in, like, the beginning of sophomore year. And mm-hmm. I was very, very, like, obviously, you don't have money. How much are they paying us on campus? Like, it's not giving. But, like, I was, like, oh, I want to bust down. But, like, I can't afford, like, you know, like a human hair wig or something. So I was watching these, like, synthetic wig videos. And I was, like, wait, these are not really bad, yo. So mm-hmm. I saw this particular one. It was, like, black, straight, everything. I bought the wig from, like, the website. And then I took a picture of it and posted it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, like, I tagged the website. I tagged the, what's it called, people, which was, like, mm-hmm. Diva Dress. And, like, they've literally been working with me ever since then. And because, like, they literally, like, immediately, like, DM'd me. They were, like, hey, do you want to work with us? And from there, like, it was just, like, history. So that was kind of how I, like, started and, like, why I started in the first place.
Oh, that is so cool.
That is so cool.
No, because first of all, Diva Dress, shout out, hey, English, please. Faye put me on Diva Dress. That my grad wig. It's Faye that put me on that wig. That wig is
it was smooth.
Like, even my mom was like, what is this from?
Yeah, no, they be eating because, like,
bro, that shit was good. But I think I can definitely relate to what you said about growing up in Nigeria, colorism. I never thought of it that way until you said it, and like a light bulb just like clicked in my brain. Because, yeah, I chose being smart because I didn't really have a choice. I really didn't. Like, I never knew, people had never told me in my life ever that you're funny. Until I got to Costa Rica, I never thought I was funny. Legitimately.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was just like, you're smart, you're smart, you're smart, you're smart. And that's all I was known for. And that's the only way I could be seen, like you said. And it's crazy. It's crazy when you don't think about someone and then somebody says your name. It's like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's what just happened with what Faye said. That is definitely true. And I wonder why it's like that. Like, why must it be either? Or is it because we're girls? Because we... I think it might be because we're girls, because I feel like, God, please, I feel like, I just don't want anybody to swallow me more than I'm about to say. That's like, pause. I feel like we were raised as women in Nigeria, and just like the way secondary school is, especially like boarding school or whatever,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like we care so much about how the boys saw us.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys didn't give a damn how we saw them. Because like, some of the things those boys were doing, I'm like, what the heck?
The way they were talking, the way they were dressing, you just be like, Jesus Christ, like, what is this? Mm-hmm.
Literally. But we catered so much to how, you know, they saw us. Like, even all those finest girls is fucking hell.
Literally, I'll be thinking about how in my year, there was, like, no finest boy list, but there was always a finest girl list. And they will now do... What is it called? They will now say, because me and my best friend, like, we really, really dark skin. Mm-hmm. They will now say, oh, we'll do a separate list for dark skin. Like,
Jesus.
I was like, damn, like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It's insane that we think that way. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope it's no longer like that. I actually don't know anyone that's still in secondary school. So I don't know how it is. Well,
I went to an all girls school and I don't think that I mean, I didn't really pay attention to that. But I think moving from Nigeria to here,
mm-hmm.
I think my insecurities, like, with how I looked and how I felt in my own body and my own skin, like, my insecurities went up mm-hmm. moving from Nigeria to here. And, I mean, there's a lot of things, like, just a different culture in general.
Right.
But just, like, I didn't really think that my, like, the way I looked was beautiful in terms of the standards that were here.
Yeah.
Because even, like, with my body type, especially growing up as a teenager, like, your body is very awkward, awkwardly shaped. and it's not even, like, I just always looked at the mirror and I just didn't really like, what I saw. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was good, but, like, I just never felt, oh, this is... beautiful. Like, and then social media made it worse. Social media made it worse. And one thing I've noticed that, like, since I have reduced my time on social media is that I think I've started to really see myself. Like, I've started to see myself in different angles and started to appreciate that a little bit more. Because in social media, there's this body type that you see, at least on my own page. I don't know how everybody's page looks. There's this body type that I always see. And that warped my sense of, like, how I look in general. So, like, whenever I look at a picture of myself, like, this looks ugly. But I've been looking at myself recently. I'm like, this is actually not, like, why am I always, like, picking at myself every time I look at the mirror? So every time I look at the mirror, I try to look at myself for what it is and try to, like, look at myself from different angles and try to live with that uncomfortable feeling that, oh, this looks disgusting, and actually really look at myself and stare at it until I, like, accept it, if that makes sense. Like, that's one thing. When I was telling you people, like, about, like, earlier, I was saying that the person I think in my head and the person that I actually am, part of it is my body. Like, the body I think I have in my head is the body I see every time I scroll on social media. And that's not healthy at all. So it's a very interesting thing to live with.
Yeah. But thinking about, like, how you see yourself and, like, what for us in projecting that, how have you ever, like, experienced anxiety with posting? And, like, that fear of, oh, what am I going to say when I post this? Especially, like, if you're posting something different from, I guess, what your norm would be. How has that been for you?
It's been very often. Like, Simi knows, like, I've been, I don't want to use the word bipolar, because I know that's, like, an actual, like, you know, thing. But, like, I've been very off and on about, like, creating content, especially, like, recently, like, partly because of the numbers and everything, but also partly because of, like, the anxiety that comes with, like, what if, like, people don't like how I look, or people don't like how the picture is, or, like, I don't know how to explain it. I think, wait, let me think 1 second, and then, okay. So I was telling, because I talk a lot to all my friends, but, like, I was telling one of my other friends, like, this thing of, like how there's a certain type of person that people like to see on social media, and they come in different, like, fonts, you know. So, for example, I'm a dark-skinned Black girl who's also skinny-ish, you know, but there's a certain dark-skinned Black girl skinny that people like to see on social media, and I'm not necessarily in that, like, category that they really want to see. Like, I like to, like, explain the way I see myself as, like, I feel like I'm a very, like, ordinary beauty. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't think there's anything that's, like, oh my gosh, like, wow, this girl is so beautiful, like, which is not a bad thing. Like, it's fine. Like, there are so many people in the world who are, like, ordinary beauties, but that doesn't make them any less beautiful than somebody who you're, like, immediately see and you're like, oh my gosh, wow. And I feel like the kind of, like, audience that I want to pull is the audience that, like, looks for the ordinary beauty. Like, I'm not one of those people that's gonna wake up every morning and, like, lay their edges. Not because I don't like edges. One thing about me, like, I love to experiment with, like, beauty. But thing is, like, I also really like the way that I am without everything. So, like, I was telling people, like, why I don't, like, do certain stuff. It's not because I don't like them. Like, for example, like, lash extensions and, like, acrylic nails. I love those things. Like, but the thing is that, like, I will get attached to those things. So that's why I don't do those things. So I like myself very, like, I wake up in the morning, that's how I am, and I know that, like, that's how I'm gonna be, like, if everything was stripped away from me. And so the kind of audience that I'm trying to pull is the audience that appreciates, like, the very raw, like, the ordinary Black girl, because I feel like the Black girl that's pushed to the forefront of the media is either, like, some light-skinned, curly hair beauty, or, like, some South Sudan, like, skinny model, or, like, maybe, like, they go to the extreme and they pick, like, a plus-size lady who's, like, incredibly big. They always make sure that there's something about the Black girl that is, like, incredibly well. Yeah. Like, why can't, like, Black girls just be ordinary beauties and still stand out? You know what I mean? Because, like, you scroll through, like, TikTok and you have, like, the white girlies, like, in the messiest buns. Like, they're allowed to, like, just appear like that. Whereas like black girls always have to like stick your edges back, tie your hair back, make sure your braids are neat. If your braids after 2 weeks, go and get it redone. And it's just like that's just too much.
Yeah,
like
we're human beings.
Like it's just it's so much. And I feel like with that comes like so much anxiety, especially when you're still trying to like show that like black girls are can be very versatile. Like yes, you can be like clean girl, you can be baddie, you can be this, but like you can also wake up the way that you are and just like be that way and still be beautiful and still like have an audience and still like I just feel like that being my main goal like just makes it a lot harder to like one either like make it as like a big time influencer or like big time content creator, and two to like post pictures, because then sometimes I'm just like not like everybody can see that like this is not perfect, but people are actually going on social media to like seek perfection from other people. So like with that comes like a lot of anxiety for me. And then just also like the thing of like comparing like yourself to the people that you look up to, and I feel like every time I start to do that I start to disconnect from like social media. I start to like forget the why did I start. It wasn't because I wanted to look like this person or that person, you know, because I feel like there's a thin line between, oh my gosh, I love like this babe and her post and like I look up to her and I want to like have 10k followers like her in the future, versus like, oh, why don't I look like her, or like why don't my clothes sit on my body like her clothes sit on her body, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so there's also that, and then there's the anxiety of like engagement and numbers. And I was actually talking to me about this the other day as well. It's like you put so much effort into creating content and you're like, oh, please let people like it, please let people like it. And one thing you need to, bro, if you're starting as a content creator, one thing you need to know is that you will be God's strongest soldier. No, literally, because the thing is like if you chase the numbers, like it will end in tears, like
literally.
But like if you just keep posting to like please yourself or like to please that super tiny audience that you already have, then like you're probably in a safer bubble. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like anxiety from engagement, anxiety from beauty standards, anxiety from social media being social media, you know, all of that. So yeah.
Yeah, the numbers one. Bro, every listener on this podcast, I pray for you guys that you guys will never feel the way Forrest and I feel sometimes. That shit is crazy. And like, sometimes it's just, at least for me, it's just like, I've been asking God, like, if this is not what I'm supposed to do, just tell me now. Because
no,
numbers
please,
are not encouraging.
Literally,
they are not encouraging. And you put in all the, like, what for you say, you put in all this effort, you put in all this content, you create the content, you then post it.
And it's the same two people.
Bro.
Like, you go, girl.
Bro.
And it's like, I love those two people. When I finally make it out of the hood, like, those two people are my priority.
Like,
but mind you, it's just like, I feel like now I'm being a burden on those two people who are always, I mean, they're more than two people, definitely. Maybe they're just like, you know, they're a lot more than two people. But it just still feels like this same, like, people, like, the same 20 people, I'm recycling them. Today, practical comments. Tomorrow, people. What's called the next group of people, and I'll say, okay, you guys take a break, I will comment this week. It just feels like that in my head, so I just feel very like I don't know, sometimes it just feels like maybe I'm forcing people, so that's why I'll just like not even post, because I'm just like, okay, I feel like I'm forcing you to like my content, and I just never wanted to feel that way. So
I mean, I'm definitely one of those people, and I want to say it's not like that. Like, I actually like what you put out.
Yeah.
So I mean, not like it looks, it looks clean. Like, you have like a certain aesthetic that like it looks clean. So
just
when I reposted, I love posting because it's like,
it's not just because you're fake. That's one thing I really want to say. Like, I'm not reposting your content just because, oh, I know you, let me just support you.
I'm actually dead.
Because like I sometimes I feel like that, like majority of the time when people I know repost my content, I'm like, they're not like, me and Fresh talk about it all the time. We're like, these people are not listening. Maybe they're just reposting to help us, and like they feel sorry for their pity. But Jenny, like, whenever I repost, like, some of my friends have even told me that they only see me post on Instagram when I'm reposting Faye. And I'm like, because you people need to see, this is greatness. Like, you guys have to see that. So, like, it's definitely not like that, at least from my perspective, like what Fran said as well.
Yeah, like it actually really, it's really good, so it's not like...
It really is.
People should just propose now, because all this is
Post on social media is so scary. Like, even, because for this podcast, like, sometimes I'm like, let me go on a story. Like, yesterday, Fran posted on a story. And sometimes when we release an episode, I'll not go and post. I'll say, like, oh, you guys, we release episodes. But I think my main struggle posting, like, my face. Like, I don't think I've even posted... Like, on this podcast, I can't even post on our page. On my own, like, Similolua Instagram, I can't count how many times I've gone there and went to post, like, me talking live. It's either a picture or a dump. Or maybe, like, a small, short video.
Yeah.
But never me speaking live. And I think for that, I'm always worried, like, what are people going to say? Or nobody really gives a fuck what I have to say. Even with this podcast. Like, when I want to post on the story. And there's so many things we want to do with the story or like, with our feed. And we're just like, nobody gives a shit, bro. Like, we're going to post all of this. Like, I remember from New York. Like, I have so much content from New York. I haven't posted it yet because I'm just like, I'm gonna post it now.
But you know what? I think you should still post it. Like, with me, I would like it. So, I like what you guys have to say. No, the thing is, like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, the thing is, like, you have your people, even if they're a small group of people, you still have your people.
Right.
One thing is, like, you still have to post regardless. Yeah, you'll be anxious. Like, yeah, like, you think nobody's engaged, but, like, I'm gonna just post so that when the opportunity comes and, like, one big brand is like, oh, like, where's your what's it called, your portfolio, you have like stuff in your archive.
That makes sense.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel so awkward posting, just putting myself out there, and like just in general, even without like this podcast, when it comes to posting on social media, I'll post in my heart for it to just go up. I'm like, nobody's even paying me for this, why am I feeling all this anxiety? And then like, there was a time, not so much now, but, like, especially in high school and stuff, like, I always compare my likes, and I'm like...
Oh, my gosh! No,
no, do you know, at this point now, I just hide my likes, because I don't want to see, I don't want
to
know how
exactly.
many...
Even now, I have to turn it off.
I don't post as much now. That's why, maybe that's why it's not affecting me. I don't post as much in my personal page as much. But it's just, like, when I see the likes that other people are getting, I see my likes, I was like, I know this picture is fine.
You know when you know you just, I'm beautiful, like,
right?
Yeah. I think it's really when like you're following the same like people, like 10 people are following the same.
And I'm like, you people saw that I posted, and okay, let's say like two people posted, and we are all following each other, and then I posted at that same time. I'm like, for sure, my post came out. I don't think
that saw it came out.
For sure, you saw it.
You didn't like it.
I hate it so much. And that's why I don't post as much in general. Like, because like I can like a picture so much, and then I drop it on social media, and the reaction, I'll just be like, this picture is shit.
Ed.
Do you know what? The solution to that, like, that moving into 2024, like, my biggest solution to that is, either posting like on my main, like it's my Insta, or posting like it's my Pinterest, because those are the only two things that like make me post freely. Like whenever I'm posting on Pinterest, I'm not thinking, oh, somebody's gonna judge me. They will not like the shape of my eye or my head. Like I'm just posting like, oh, like that's a nice picture. I like it, so I'm gonna post it. You know, but when it comes to like Instagram, for some reason, there's a spirit of Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain. Something supernatural.
It's real.
Like discouraging you, telling you that the picture that you looked at, that you picked, that you like, is the ugliest picture to ever exist.
Oh my
and
God.
I just don't even know.
But do you know the crazy thing? And because now that's why I started posting dumps instead of pictures, because I feel like there's less pressure on dumps and people give less of a shit. When you put dump, they know. They're like, oh, so these are just like,
it's
just vibes. Like, that's why now I don't, the only pictures I posted was my grad pictures. Every other thing I've posted so far, dump. New York memories. Emma Kwame, please. I'm just a
recently
girl.
Recently in my life.
Literally.
Actually just a girl. Like, what
it's
do you
giving
mean?
Dump. But do you guys think, because like when I see white people post, It's exactly like that. They just post it freely. They don't give a damn. Whether like, and I'm wondering why.
You said white people.
Yeah, yeah, like every time I see white people post.
Oh, they just post too. Hey,
they don't. They just, bro.
It's aesthetic white girlies, like. They just post.
They literally just post.
And I feel like once again, it comes to the whole thing of like the standards for like white people are always different from the standards of like black content creators. Mm. Like white content creators are allowed to post the most like random things, and people be like, "Oh my gosh, like that is so cute! Like I just love that." And then so when relatable. Like specifically like black women who create content, like push out like, you know, just the regular, ordinary, mundane content.
Yeah, yeah.
Are just like, oh, like it's not giving high luxury.
Luxury black girl. Welcome to luxury black girl TikTok. Like, I said, take me out, please.
Oh, hyper feminine black girl. Has
to be gosh.
Not everybody has to be like this. Like, it sucks. It's also something I feel with this podcast. Like every time we put, like me and Simi, look at how, like we're not dressed up, we're not anything.
Legit.
And like we edit this content and put on social media, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, should I have at least, you know, maybe do my eyelashes like this small?
Literally.
And it's just a lot of pressure with, like, I feel like we're looking a certain way. Because a lot of the black people that come up for me, they have, like, something put together at least.
Yeah.
But I feel like now, maybe, like, the way I'm curating the people I follow, I feel like I'm not just following people that feel natural, like, feel, like, relatable in a way.
Yeah,
I think so. But
I'm also gonna say that like I like the brand of the year podcast because it feels very much like two things. Like either like I'm just like chilling in my friend's like room and like we're just chatting, slash like I'm just on a FaceTime call with you guys. And not many podcasts actually have that like feel. Like many podcasts is basically it just feels like the radio, like you're listening to people get interviewed on the radio. But this has more of like a personal like feel. Like you ever listen to like a podcast where like people are talking and you feel like you can interject into the conversation randomly? And like people that's just very much how it feels like when I'm listening to like Do You Get. So you know, it is a very different vibe from like the regular like, oh, I'm sitting here, we have a mic, I'm going to interview you, ask you questions about your life, and that's it. It just feels like a conversation like amongst friends, and I really like that. You don't see that like in the black space or like in the African or Nigerian space, so we need more of that, so people should take notes.
thank you. Oh my gosh, this reminded me of you guys. There's this podcast in Nigeria, Bad and Bougie, whatever, that's not really the important part. There's this girl that went on that podcast, she's an influencer, so they're all influencers on the podcast. She said to come
natural air, don't come to your to my event.
She said, "Don't come to my event with my natural air." I said, "Oh,
we have wait." She said that
don't come.
Yeah,
to-
she said that. Why would your natural? She said your natural air is good for church. Your natural air is good for grocery shopping. Your natural air. She was listing where your natural air is good for, but your natural air is not good for our events.
She was like, "Oh, that she has natural hair too, and that she doesn't like leave her house like with her."
Yeah.
Hair.
So which hair now?
So it all goes wig. Back, bro.
Like in my head, I'm just like, if you're gonna bash people with natural hair, at least have like a badass wig. Like let your ends be down. Like let's see the wig. Like let it be a bust down 30-inch. Like let's see, you know. Hey, see the wig. It was giving super story. Okay. But you know what? Like it's fine.
Oh my god.
So I think all of this goes back to what Faye is saying about us. Seeing as like how you know we are regulating ourselves, so I think all of us as a black community, well, we can never do it, but I think they should actually less pressure needs to be there because my natural hair is what God gave me. Like, why can't I be to it, man? Are you okay?
Yeah. Like, the hair that goes up my head,
exactly. And that is like that kind of thing. That's what all like young people are following you, and that's what they're hearing, and they're internalizing that kind of rubbish because I didn't even realize how like. Nigeria, where we were wig a lot. I didn't even know how until when we were watching that video with Mayo, that one about popped the balloon.
Yeah, and a lot of girlies were wearing wigs.
And Mayo was like, Mayo is one of our friends, she's from Haiti. And she was talking about like in Haiti, wigs are not a big thing there. Like they do more of braids and their hair compared to Nige, where like Wig is like currency. They will, if a wig vendor will come on Instagram, they'll be shaking. They'll be shaking. They'll be like,
you see that one that cost 30 million naira. That has it's so long. Wig. I mean, that hair is fine, I'm not spending 30 million naira on that wig. I'm sorry.
But wig is such a big deal in Niger. Yeah. And I'm just like, how did we get that culture?
Even hair in general, like black hair is always like, it's either, oh, keep your natural hair, or, oh, relax your hair, or, oh, like, there's always something about, like, you have to have this certain type of hair. You have to have this certain, like, can't we just all be? If you want to relax your hair, relax your hair. If you want to carry natural hair, carry natural hair.
If you carry a natural hair, they'll say, oh, you have to wash your hair every this week. So you have to do all
there's so much policing about around, like, black hair, especially when it comes to black women. Like, I remember, like, at the beginning of the year, like, there was another one about this babe saying that, like, you shouldn't wear braids for your wedding or your graduation. Or
what? Yes.
That braids that is not for special events, that was for a wig. And I was just like, this same braid, like, the way that braids are so versatile, you cannot tell me that, like, I cannot wear my braids for an event. In fact, why must you tell me the hair that is best for an event? After how many years of slavery, we still want to enslave us to this day? You know, ashamed. Like, nah, it's too much.
Yeah, no, it's too much policing around hair, around even our bodies, even everything. There's just too much out there. But back to your content, though. Like, have you seen like any difference between how your content was when it first started versus what it is now? Because I mean, like, one thing, for instance, we're starting this podcast. It's such a, we see and I have like this bigger dream than what our podcast is right now. And it can get discouraging, right? When you want to start something, when you're like looking at the end goal of that thing that you want to start. Mm-hmm. So for instance, like with podcasting, like you're thinking about equipment, you're thinking about, oh, which guests to bring and all that stuff. But, like, there's a beauty in just starting something and, you know, seeing how it grows and learning from it. And that's something that, you know, I kind of struggled with or still struggle with the pod. So, for you, have you seen any difference? Like, kind of let us know so that other people can see that they can start something without it being, like, perfect.
So, there's a lot. So, when I first started, I didn't have an iPhone. I don't remember what phone I was using, but it wasn't given. But I still started anyways, because, like, I didn't have any other phone. Like, that was the only phone I had. So I was like, okay, like, and, like, things like they sent me, I think at that point, I think I used my brother's phone to take the pictures that I posted, and I tagged them in. And then they asked for, like, a video. And then I had to use my phone, and I was like, damn, like, and my brother, he had encouraged me like that, like, don't worry, just, like, still post it. I still posted and like they were like they loved the video, and then like you know then later on I finally got like an iPhone, so you know upgrading more smaller. Then in terms of like skill, like when I first started, like I was not laying any wig, I was just putting the wig on my head. I didn't even know like when I told you that like I was not like there was no glue involved in like I would just cut the lace and probably put back my foundation and like wait and that was it, like I was good to go. But now like I feel like I've like learned so much, like in terms of like laying my wigs and like you know doing the lace, plucking the lace, all of that. Like I just feel like I'm so much better at that. Like there's obviously still room for improvement, and you know as individuals we're always growing, but there's that. Like and then I also feel like in terms of being like comfortable in front of the camera and just like being myself, because I feel like there's this thing with social media where like you kind of feel like you have to be like somebody else, or you have to be a certain way to be accepted. And I feel like at first I was like I wouldn't even talk in like most of my videos because like I was just like people don't like to hear my voice. And then like one day I like there were like two videos I did that like had like really no two or four I don't know but like there have been like four videos that I've done that I remember like having like massive growth when I posted them. There was one, the first time I posted like a video where I laid my hair and I spoke pidgin. People were like, oh my God, like, love your voice. Like, I was like, ah, so I should be talking more. Like, the next one, like, you know, the next one I posted in Yoruba. They were like, ah, do more, you know, that kind of stuff. And then there was another one I did. It was me doing my own, like, hair, because I have texturized hair. And it was me doing this hairstyle that I was seeing on only white women. It was the one with the swirly swoop thingy. And most times when I post something on, like, Instagram and TikTok, like, if it blows up, it will blow up on one app. It won't blow up on the other app. This one blew up on both apps. And I was like, that's absolutely insane. Like the babest of babes were in the comments on TikTok. Like, being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go try this out. Me in my house, I was fangirling, even though they were not paying me $1. I was just fangirling. I was like, oh my gosh. And it just made me realize that, like, every time my mind tells me to, like, do something that, like, is authentically me, I should not be afraid to, like, do it. Because I feel like there are many times that, like, let's say I have an idea, then I don't want to do the idea because I'm like, nobody else is doing it, so, like, I'm not going to do it. And if you think about it, that in itself is influencing. Like, when you influence somebody, you're doing something because you like it, not because everyone else is doing it. Like, because those other people who are doing it are just the influenced.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, like, how are you gonna be an influencer if you can't even, like, put out your original thoughts? Like, if you, like, you know, if you can't express yourself, and this is something that, like, my brother, he always rings this into my head. I feel like that's, like, my number one, like, chairperson, like, my number one, like, supporter. He's always, like, telling me, like, if you have an idea, the idea is fire. Like, don't think twice. Like, just do it. Like, your brain put it together. Just go ahead and put it out there. So I feel like in terms of growth, like, I'm still very much growing into myself and growing into learning that, like, I can just do stuff because I want to, or because my mind thinks, like, it's going to look good. Even if it's me, like, wearing socks and sandals, even though it's raz, like, what if, like, my mind just thinks it's cool? Like, I'm going to find my people who also think it's cool, you know? Like, that's the whole point of, like, wanting to be a content creator, wanting to be an influencer. You're supposed to actually, like, be yourself, and then people will be like, oh, because she's herself, I'm comfortable enough being myself, you know?
Right.
So that's another area that, like, I have grown a lot. And I think also in terms of engagement on certain platforms, of course, it, like, goes up and down and up and down. But, like, one I'm really, really proud of is Pinterest. Like, I always wanted to be a Pinterest girly. Like, you know those girls that go on Pinterest and, like, you see all these bad girls and they're just, like, I don't know how to explain Pinterest. Pinterest is a different vibe because there's no talking. It's like social media, but without, like, the social, just the media, you know? It's giving peace. It's giving peace of mind. So, like, when I started to post there, like, I would get, like, you know, one or two likes from, like, random people you don't know. Like, you know, because Pinterest, you don't really have to know people like that. They just like your picture because, well, they like the vibes, you know? And then, like, I started to post more because it was feeling like a film style. I was like, oh, I like this picture. I'm going to post. And then all of a sudden, like, the numbers kept going up, like, and then when I knew that the numbers started going up was when my friends will be on TikTok, like, scrolling through, and they'll see, like, you know, all these, like, slides on TikTok where they'll be, like, and what's it called, black girl, something, and they will, like, see my picture, and they will send it to me, and I'm like, wait, I only posted that on Pinterest. I'm like, it's giving, like, I made it, like,
yeah. You know?
So, that was how I knew that, okay, the Pinterest is really, really giving, so I think that's one platform going into 2024, I'm going to be more, like, you know, intentional, but not, like, overdoing it, just, like, still being myself, like, not, like, hyper, like, what's it called? Like, hyper-analyzing anything, just, like, posting pictures because I like it, because it, honestly, it's working, so I might as well. You see that Instagram? That one the hands of the Lord. Instagram? Because I don't know.
Instagram don't trauma know. Is... different. Instagram trauma is real.
Oh, yeah, yes. So, like, that one, only God can do it. But I haven't, like, ruled it out completely. I guess I'm just, like, very much, like, when I feel like posting, I will post, and if I don't, like, I just will leave it. But you know me, I'll still post my TikTok Tuesdays. So
another thing that ruined Instagram, I think, or made it more stressful, is the algorithm thing. I think that's, I just, because it was fine when we were seeing the posts as it was being posted, the time stamp by time. Now it's just like, it's just like, if people don't interact with your stuff, they don't see it. But, like, I think before, people had to see it, which I mean, is a double whammy. Like, if people are not liking your stuff, then you feel bad because, like, you know that they're actually seeing it and they're ignoring it. But
no, but that's fine, because then I know that like they actually don't like the content, like, you know what
exactly.
I mean, versus like them just not seeing it because I'm not a popular girl, you know what I mean. That's a bit more disturbing.
You're not suggesting
gonna...
rubbish.
Exactly. Rubbish. Now I'm going to be gaslighting myself, thinking the content is not actually good, whereas people are just not seeing it.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
It's
tough.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
Yeah. But you've mentioned, like, it sounds like you have a very good support system. You mentioned your brother, you mentioned your parents, you mentioned your friends. So, I guess, have you always felt supported along your journey, or has there ever been times where you feel, oh, I need a bit more support from my friends or my family?
Yeah, I mean, like, my family, like, they're this. I'm going to say that, like, when it comes to, like, most of my pictures, like, stuff like that, is my brother, my dad that helps me, and then my mom will always, like, tag along, because she also likes taking her cute little pictures, you know? Mm. So, like, it's always just very encouraging to see that, like, they're always willing to like be there for me and that kind of stuff. And I can always ask them like, hey, should I post this picture, like, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think with my friends it's like it's half and half, because I feel like with my friends, like, yes, they do support me, like they will repost or like they will comment and everything, but like sometimes it just feels like not everybody's on the same page. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you knew before we got into this friendship that, like, I like taking pictures. So now that I want to take pictures, why are you complaining? Like, you know, it's just things like that. Like, it's things that, like, you, like, honestly speaking, at this point, I'm this close to removing friends. Because I'm just, like, you knew me before you decided, oh, you're going to become friends with me.
Right.
And now it seems like I'm a burden to you because, you know, I'm asking for certain things. And it never really has anything to do with, like, you, like, reposting my pictures or, like, you commenting on my pictures. It always has more to do with, like, how you feel about me getting the content in the moment. And it's always funny because it's always these same people who, like, what's it called? Who are not really, like, encouraging when it comes to, like, you getting the pictures, that always want you to airdrop them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll be like, oh, send me the pics after this. And it's like, but wasn't that you complaining? Like,
yeah.
You know? So, like, I think it's half and half. Like, I do have friends who are, like, very much, like, they will support me through the whole process, like, you know, that kind of thing. But I do understand that you have friends for different reasons. And,
right.
You know, and then, obviously, I have those friends who always send me, like, inspiration. They'll be like, oh, I think you should do this. This will be really, really cool and that kind of stuff. And, you know, you have, like, friends who say your name in spaces that, like, you are not even in. And, like, those are also really, really, like, important friends. And then, you know, you have the group of friends who actually, like, help you pick the pictures. They'll be like, okay, this one is final, but this one is the one, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to community, like, I do have, like, half and half, like, you know, and I'm thankful for, like, everybody who's, like, on this journey with me, but like sometimes I still feel like I still need like a bit more encouragement when it comes to like getting the content or like, you know, I don't know. And if anybody's out there wants a content creator buddy, like, I'm here. Yeah, so like I think that's another thing that like I genuinely really, really wanted, but like I never really got, just because of like, you know, everybody's like likes are very, very different. So like I never really got that. And then also there's the people who just find you online and like they will support you more than people you've actually met, which is absolutely insane. Like I have this one babe. I'm not gonna mention her name because I don't want to mention anybody's name in this podcast, but I've never met the babe in my entire life. We have like 5 mutual friends, and like even the mutual friends, like I'm not even close with them like that. Like I'm just like I just know them, you know. Even when you know somebody. And this babe has literally been supporting me since probably like as soon as I started in freshman year, like not in freshman, like sophomore year, like that beginning of sophomore year. Like she's, and I'm just like, you don't even know me, like I don't even know you, but every time she posts now, me too, I'm like, even if she's not a content creator, me too, I'm in her comments. I'm like, yes, like that's, you know, like there's just people, even like Florence, I didn't meet Florence Papa until today. Like, those would be like people that like, they'll just like genuinely, and it's always like, you always know when it's genuine. Like, they'll just see you and like, they like you and they just, like your face, they like your I don't know, and they just want to, like, you know, elevate you and put your name in spaces that, like, you never thought, like, you'd be in, and I really appreciate that too, and, you know. And then obviously, like, the ones that, like, also, like, randomly find you, and, like, even though they don't stick with you, like, to the very end, they still somewhat, like, I don't have to explain it. So, for example, that's very common on TikTok, like, when you post, like, a video on TikTok, and right, there will be girlies in the comments that you don't know, and they probably will never see, like, the next post that you post,
right,
but they will make sure to cheer you on that one post that they felt was, like, such a banger post, mm-hmm. And I think I also appreciate those group of people as well.
With the thing with getting like friends that, like, have issues with, like, you getting content, what if it's just because, like, they don't get, because me too, I'm not even going to lie, sometimes, see, we wanted to do TikTok, I'm like, why are we still doing this TikTok? We've been doing this thing for 1 hour, and it's like, they don't get it, and I don't know, like, maybe sometimes it's not necessarily, like, maybe, like, they're not spotting what you're doing. Maybe they're just, like, not... They don't get. Do you get?
No, but there are people that you know. Like, I feel like you will, you know, especially after you've been friends with somebody for, like, a while, you will know when somebody knows, like, why, like, you're doing certain thing, and they just, like, they're still just not, like, interested in, you know, furthering that for you, or, like, encouraging you, or, like, being there. I don't know. I think you will know. And I think it also really helps. Because the thing is, like, the way I describe content creation, like, it's a hobby. So, for example, if my friend likes to read, I'm going to, like, either, like, buy them books, or, like, if I don't even have money for that, I'm going to recommend books for them. Or, like, I will let them, like, rant to me about the books that they've read, even if I don't really care about... Do you get what I'm saying? So, I think... when you know that you have, like, friends who like something, what's so, like, bad about, like, being there for them in any way possible that you can? It might not be, like, you personally, like, being in that video. It might just be you, like, what's it called? I don't know, reposting the video, or you liking the video, or you being the one to, like, record the video for that person. Like, it's just, or just you, like, giving them the space to do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they're just, like, people that you don't really get that vibe from, that, like, they appreciate your hobby like you do with their, because the way I see it, I see content creation as a hobby, and I'm just like, if I'm going to encourage you in what you like, then why can you not encourage me in what I like? So, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always struggled with friend support, because I think for me the bad thing I do is I just don't talk about the fact that I have a podcast, which is bad.
So I'm how are bad. Please
change. How are you going to get support if you're not talking about it? But my worry is, and the reason why I don't bring it to my friends, which is why, like, I'm just like, I just feel like they don't care, but I don't want to feel like I'm pressuring somebody to support me. Which is why I never bring it up. It's because I'm like, okay, if you like podcasts and you want to listen to my podcast, that's good. If you don't like podcasts and you don't give a shit about my podcast, that's good too. If you don't like podcasts and you want to try my podcast, that's excellent. Like, I think for me, which is not good, like, I cannot say, oh, nobody supports me. Not that I'm saying nobody supports me, but, like, I can't really, which is why I haven't really allowed myself to feel like, oh, I don't have support, because I haven't really given people the opportunity to support me necessarily, because I just don't talk about it in my podcast, period. Like, it's not, I don't know why I do that, because it's not like I'm ashamed of this podcast. I actually really like this podcast. I think I just struggle with asking for help, because I also feel like, because the podcast is so new and hasn't really grown much yet, I feel like if I'm like, oh, I don't even know how to have that conversation.
I need
support. Because I don't have expectations of people at all. Because I don't like disappointments. So that's the struggle I have. And I'm like, how have you been able to, I don't know. I don't know if my question makes sense, but just to talk about it with your friends and just feel that support. Because I feel like, if not for Florence, this podcast have ended. I kid you not. I kid you not. Because why I do, so it feels like at least this is one person I can always rely on, because this is our podcast. But outside of her, I don't really...
Yeah.
talk about the podcast to anyone. Like, except somebody asks me, like, oh, how's the podcast? Or like, oh, yeah, I'm not even saying anything, then I'll bring it up. But I don't really initiate that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel just awkward promoting myself. Period.
Yes. Which is not good.
Awkward. Because I'm like, oh,
exactly.
I'm like, it's so awkward. It's just so awkward. Like, even when I repost it on my story, I say, oh, these people think that, hey, every day is this. Because also, I don't have, I also don't come on my story to post anything else because I don't really post. Like, I'm not really, like, in terms of social media presence, personally, on my personal page, it doesn't exist. I don't like to, like, so every time I come and, you know, there's nothing much that goes on in my life that I'm, okay, let me just be posting on my story every time so that, like, people, like, maybe feel some sort of, like, connection to me so that when I post about my podcast, it's not so awkward. So, because if you notice me, when I come, I repost my brother, and then I post Faye, then repost somebody else, repost my podcast.
She has gone. Here.
Like, and I always feel so awkward doing that. I feel like I'm just like, I'm like, oh god, this person will start unfollowing me. I'm like, okay, maybe unfollow me so that, like, I'll stop feeling this pressure that I'm feeling.
No, literally,
every,
like,
single time.
That's the best thing. Like, whenever you feel like somebody's gonna unfollow you because you posted, it's actually better if you unfollow me now because this is who I am. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I genuinely like I understand the whole thing of, like, Simi was talking about what's it called? But having somebody, and I feel like that's one thing that I would really, really, really have loved to have, like, having somebody who just, like, keep me accountable, or, like, who's in this with me. Like, you know, it's like when you're in school and, like, you're, like, taking a class that, like, you absolutely don't like, and you want, like, an accountability buddy so that, you know that, like, you're not alone in the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, like, with certain hobbies. Like, I genuinely wish, like, I had, like, a Florence, like, you know, that would just, like, motivate me to not quit. Because, like, right now, I'm actually on the verge of, like, quitting because, I'm tired, bro. But, yeah, it would definitely make things easier if, like, I did have somebody, you know.
Yeah. Are you experiencing burnout with the whole thing? And how are you dealing with it? Or have you experienced it and, like, brought yourself back up? Like, how are you dealing with burnout in general?
So, I experienced burnout, like, in... I think it was August, like, when I just started working, and then, like, I was also, like, posting, like, very, like, often, and, like, I was burnt out because, not because I wasn't enjoying creating content, but because it was feeling more like a job that I wasn't getting paid for, because I would wake up, and I would be, like, I'm putting so much work into this, and I'm not getting any, like, increase in engagement, I'm not getting paid for this, like, it just feels like, why am I even doing this in the first place? And I feel like one of the things that, like, always, like, rings in my mind is, like, this thing of, like, what are people gonna say? Like, this girl has been doing this since, and she still has not blown. Like, it's just, like, things like that.
Oh,
and it's,
my
that,
God.
That really, really got to me. And I just, like, didn't post for, like, a whole month. I'm just, like, I'm so, like, done with this. And, like, even now that, like, even, like, when I got back, like, I was just, like, I was so out of it. I was just, like, I don't even know, like, why I'm back. Am I back because I'm just not used to, like, being off of Instagram? Or, like, am I back because, like, I'm ready, like, I'm no longer burnt out, that kind of stuff. So, like, right now, I'm also in that phase where, like, I'm just having, like, for the first time in a long time, I don't have anything in my draft. I don't have any content I'm creating this weekend. I literally am on break till, like, the beginning of, like, next year. And I don't have any plans to create content. Like, if content creation enters 2024 with me, it enters. If it doesn't enter, I don't know what to tell you. But I'm very much at, like, the what's it called, the give up, like, phase. And I feel like not many people, like, see that. Everyone's always like, because people send me this, there's this one girl on TikTok, people keep sending her to me, she's like, she's very much like, she wanted to be an influencer, and she was like, come with me on this journey, and she, and, like, she made it to 100,000, like, followers and everything. And I'm like, that's great for her, but, like, I don't think that can energize me. Like, I'm like, we don't have the same journey, and it makes it worse that babe literally just started when she just started, which is, like, this year, and I have been in the struggle for, like, longer than a year, and I still feel like I haven't gotten my flowers, and I just feel like I don't even want to, like, be in the space anymore. It's a very, like, confusing phase that I'm in, but, like, I'm just like taking my time. Like if I don't do it for a while and I feel like I'm happier without it, then I'll actually let go of it. But if I don't do it for a while and I feel like, oh, I miss doing that, then I'll come back to it. But yeah, this is apart from Pinterest, because that's my girl. Like, yeah. So yeah, TikTok, I think I posted like once since like July. And yeah.
How can your friends support you? I'm speaking as your friend and just like for other people that are going through this, and how can your friends support you at this stage? Because you said you're on giving up stage. So how can we help you
here? I'm actually dead. I don't know if there's anything that anybody can particularly do. I think there's some battles that like one has to fight by themselves. Like you can only do so much. Like I said, like I have like really good friends. Like yes, there are some that like and are like great, but I really, really can't see that like my friends are like a great support system. But I just don't think there's anything that like anybody can do right now to be like, oh, I believe in you, you can do it, let's get this bread. Like, and that's nobody's fault. Like, that's perfectly okay. Like, it's fine. Like, there are just some things that you just need to like go through by yourself. And like, if you come out with the same like mind of like, I still don't want to do it, then like life actually moves on. Like, you know, realizing that there's life outside of social media is actually insane. Like,
yep.
You realize that, like, people actually live lives and yes. Like 24/7, like,
and
online.
They're not posting.
There's some people that don't even have social media.
They don't have, like, and they're okay. Like, the only thing that they have is text message and email, and they are good. Like,
oh my
that's
God.
That's their own social media, you know?
Because I remember, like, in high school, like, even, like, sometimes in college, like, I would have certain experiences, and if they were not Instagrammable, I don't rate it. Like, I have certain experiences, and I'm like, oh, I want to do this, or, like, I travel, and then, like, if the thing that we are doing, I can't really post it, I'm like, you know, like, maybe it's Raz. Like, I'll start, like, that would taint the whole experience for me. And I think now, like, this year when I took a step back from social media and just, like, I've been doing things and I just have no need to post them. And, like, I've enjoyed those things so much because I'm not thinking in my head, oh, let me record this video and post because, you know, let everybody see that I was in this place. And, yeah, like, yeah, there's life outside of social media. That's
And like I feel like that's where the very nasty sour energy comes from, when you feel like you have to video so that you can post and so that people can see certain things. It's just like if the whole concept was just like, oh, like I want to do this and I want to post it, perfect.
Yeah.
But when we are so like forced to think, I want to do this in a certain way so that it looks good and so I can post it so that I can pepper that person or so that like people will be, you know, hailing me. It just takes the whole fun out of everything. Both like the in the moment like fun and like the online posting fun, is just it messes everything up. And I feel like that's the energy that like Instagram particularly like gives. It's very much like if you're not preparing anybody or if you're not like looking like super glamorous, you're automatically going to feel like I'm not doing what everybody wants to see, or like I'm not doing something great. And it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it just changed. Like, I just remember like some travel experiences that I had that like it didn't look like something like I didn't, you know, like I was just like, okay, this is Raz. Like, I see other people do this. Why can't it look like this? Why can't it, you know, be? And I wish that like I just sat in the moment and just enjoyed myself, because now even at work, and I just see like we do like really fun things, nobody's bringing out their phone, oh, let me record for Instagram. Like, people are just recording for memories. And that is so pure. Like, it's so pure.
Like, when we start so bringing back like the photo albums and stuff like that, like, you realize that pictures are so much more than the likes. Like, it's, and like going back again, that's why I like Pinterest. There's no wahala on that, please. It's just post your picture and be happy with it. Like, whether you're aroused, you're cool, you're somewhere in between, like, it gives, like, very much, like, photo album vibes, and, like, that will always be peaceful.
Yeah. Do you guys think we're going to have photo albums to show our children? Bye. Because if you think about it, our parents had for us and of themselves.
I want to start doing scrap, but like once I'm done with this exam, I'm going to get my life together.
Oh, that's so cute.
I bought my scrapbook items, but I just never like printed the pictures and other things. Like, I really need to start doing scrapbooking, because I did one in high school and I was looking back at it because there are notes that I wrote in it. And I just started crying because it was just so cute. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm looking back from where I was to then. I was like, this is so pure. And I know that is when I wrote like, oh, wanting to be like my mom. I like maybe talking about like graduating and like what school I was. It was just so pure, like reading back at that thing and the notes that I have for myself. So I really want to do that so that like my kids can get that, even if they have a lot of content, because right now I have 9,000 something pictures on my iPhone, and I don't know. I don't know, wait, what is all these pictures? I don't even do much to have that.
No, I'm worse than you. Don't worry, you're fine.
Literally, I need to clean up. I have too many screenshots. I just be screenshotting the most random thing. I'm like, why is this here?
When I tell you that I'm paying for both Apple and Google Photos like storage. And it's still telling me your storage is low. No, like, it's actually, at this point, I'm so sick of it. I also have, like, this Polaroid album. So, like, I'm going to put my Polaroid pictures in there. And then I started printing my disposable pictures from my disposable camera. So
I need to figure out how to clean my phone, I beg. Because that's a lot.
Literally. I found it camera
and it will keep
Amazon.
Growing.
Oh, for sure. It will definitely keep growing.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing about it. It will keep growing.
It could never reduce. Never, ever, ever, ever. So, no. I think a good solution is find the other place to snap picture on. That's why I'm looking at digital camera, all that. So that...
Maybe I'll buy Polaroids.
Yeah. Why is that risky?
Maybe they are. But wait, those Polaroid thingies are really expensive.
The film.
The paper. I'm just like, what are we even snapping?
I gave up on this college, bro. It's so expensive. Because when I first moved in here, I was like, oh, everybody that comes to my house, I snap a Polaroid of them. Because I saw an idea of like that. No, someone at my UWC did that. But everyone that visited their room, they had a wall and it was just full of Polaroids.
That's so
I was like,
cute.
This is so cool. I'll do it when I move to my first apartment. Honestly, when all this is my first apartment dreams.
Well, you can still do it though. Like,
I used to dream so much. I can't. You know, the power camera I had in college sport, I never bought another one because I was like, the paper is too expensive, first of all. Kiniko. But let me buy my digital camera first. Then we'll go from there. But I think I really want to incorporate that. It's so cute. Like, everybody that's been in my house, a wall. Oh my goodness. You guys know me, I like hosting. I'm in my hosting era.
No, she's actually
back.
In my hosting era.
So, when we're in college, every time I have a thing for Sim. See, we have because when we're in college, she was not doing all these ones.
What do you mean? You guys used to come to my room in college. What are you talking about?
But it wasn't
and
hosting.
I'll put the projector. What do you want me to do then? I'm a college student. What do you want? I will cook. We will watch movie. We'll play games sometimes.
How many times
did you try?
But that was because of you guys' schedules. But whenever we were free, I was always down to host. First, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
I'm still investing in hosting.
I love hosting. I just like having people around. Like, I just feel like I love spending time with my friends, right? So it's just like, why not create that space where everyone feels comfortable? Because I think this is just secondary school trauma, but it working in a good way. Because when I moved schools, I didn't feel welcome at all. And I made it my life mission. Like, I never want anyone to feel unwelcome in my space. Like, you go to my house, you ask me a question, I'm like, you know everything is, do what you want. Don't ask me, oh, can I use your bathroom? Can I have water? I don't like, anything you want to just do here.
You
like,
can actually always ask me, and see me just look at me like, are you new here?
Like, at this point, this is your house. Like, do what you need to do. I think that was my response to that, because that shit was scary. And I really don't. I just don't like when people are feeling unwelcome in a space or having to second guess it. Because I know how that feels. I don't want people to feel that in my space. So I think that's why I like hosting. I like having people who are like, you do what you gotta do. So,
yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always felt like I was in Simi's house and in Simi's apartment all the time anyways. But it just, it wasn't like official host. It was just like I was always there.
Yeah, you were.
I'm actually there.
You were.
I was just always there. I don't know why. I was just always there.
So it was not official hosting.
Don't worry. Next time, when you come to the house, I will host you very well.
Proper. That's not like a threat.
But that's do that. My birthday,
shit,
my birthday plan to go.
When is your birthday?
March.
March.
Okay.
March is soon. I don't know. This is that people are like, oh, when I come to your city, I said, that's not my city. Oh, you show me around, this is your city. When somebody I don't come and visit, they'll text me, oh, what's good in Dallas? I said, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
This is not my city, Angel, please.
My favorite thing is when people ask me, when people are like, oh, I'm coming to Dallas. I'm like, thank God, because I'm in Fort Worth. Like, that's not my business. Like, that's actually none of my business. That's your cross to carry.
Bro.
Thank you for telling me, but, like, that's your business.
I actually don't know what you can do here. Like, respectfully. Sorry. But, yeah. I mean, your city. You come to my city. Quote, unquote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, to end off, what are your goals for New Year?
Yeah, hashtag New Year, New Me.
New Me.
See that laugh.
Is it me that is starting?
No, anybody can start. I'm thinking.
Okay, don't wait for me. I'm thinking.
I think let me just start rambling and then somebody else can stop
me.
I think my thing is like I want to be the person that is in my head. And I want to tap into my creativity a little bit more. Because I think this year with the exam that I'm studying for, it requires a lot of logical thinking. And I think because of that, like when it comes to doing something creative, sometimes I have to drag myself to think. And I just feel like I kind of lost that. I want to get back into like reading and just being excited about the arts in general, which is something that I've not done a lot. And then, yeah, like the person in my head, I want to be that person. And I want to, you know, have that vibe that is in my head. Just even with my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit, like the type of friend that I am in my head and the type of friend that I actually am. Two different things. I think that's the biggest thing. And just being like accepting of my reality and using like the resources that are around me and enjoying my life for what it is. Because sometimes, like I was saying with Instagram, like or social media in general, if my life is not Instagrammable, I don't know. I don't know how I got to that point where I just don't enjoy things because they're not Instagrammable. So I want to change that. Like, I want to utilize what I have right now because, yeah, just be happy with my life the way it is and enjoy everything that's, you know, in the moment as much as possible instead of complaining of the things that I don't have, which is hard. But, yeah. New year, new me, new season, new Florence.
Let's see. What do I want to do next year? I just want to feel more at peace with myself. I feel like next year a lot of decisions are going to be made about my future. So I don't know if I have any. You know, I really feel like I can't really plan too much because I actually don't know what's going to happen next year. But for things within my control, I guess, what do I want to do more? I just want to be happier. I feel like the last 2 years, I haven't really been happy. And that's just because I haven't put in enough effort in making myself happy. So I need to do that more and just prioritize myself, you know, all the self-care, all that, like, or finally officially start therapy. Like, I've put it off for too long, so I need to do that. Just like, I guess, I'm entering my selfish era next year. I just need
to.
I
mean, you said it now. If I catch you being selfless, trust, you will be dealt with. I've said my own.
Yeah, so those are my goals for next year. Just puts me first. Yeah.
Okay, my number one goal for next year is to become a celebrity hairstylist.
Period.
I am being delusional on manifesting it because I just feel like I can, like, I feel like it's something that, like, I can actually do. I don't know how to explain it, but I always feel like I'm very much like jack of all trades, like master of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like
master of nothing. That is crazy.
No, literally, I genuinely feel like I am not like the best at like anything. Like, I can do a lot of things, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, he's the best person to do that. And I feel like if I just picked one or two skills and like built upon it, like I could get there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be my hairdressing bag. Like at this point,
everybody
I'm
book
just thinking
her.
Of how can I like book me, like,
book
you know, like how can I get there? And like not just like regular, like only like basic like braids, because I know everyone's like, oh, I want to get like braids, but also like super like be my creative bag, as Lauren said. Like, I want to like get more creative with hair stuff, because there's so much you can do with hair.
Yeah.
And I really feel like next year I really want to tap into that, like on myself and like on people as well. So, and then what was the second one? I don't know. I guess I also want to be happy. See how I stole from both of you, but like, I guess I also want to be happy. Like, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We love to
God
see
help
that.
Us.
Yeah, man, no. Man, no.
And my last goal is to not give up on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because.
Maybe we'll take a break. Maybe not a give up. Maybe like
a sabbatical.
Yeah.
A sabbatical.
Something like that.
But,
yeah. We'll see.
Anyways.
Faye. Oh my gosh. I don't want this to end.
See, it feels like literally like a FaceTime call, like
literally. Dang. I hope you guys have enjoyed having Faye on this podcast. Don't worry, she's going to come back. I've told all my friends, I gave Messi a head of yesterday. I've given you your one year head count. I'll be head start. Because Onyeka too. So it's like, her year expired. She came last episode. Messi, I've given all my friends, this is a warning. You're coming on this podcast. I don't know why you're bad shy. Faye is coming back.
Let me know through this.
Faye is going to come back, don't worry. So don't miss her for too long. But I hope you guys have enjoyed our introductory episode into the Do You Get Universe. But
thank you
back.
For having me.
Yes.
I really, really like appreciate being here. And I met Florence for the first time, so that was also a big plus.
Yeah.
Like, I love you see me, but like, how many times do I see you? But thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for coming,
yes,
for giving us your time.
Of course.
An hour and a half of your time.
Imagine. Time is money.
Honestly. But make sure you guys follow us at Instagram. Hey, I say at Instagram. On Instagram, at Do You Get Pod. Make sure you like and review the episode and send us a DM. I'll link in our Instagram bio and also the link in the description of this episode. Honestly, if you guys are going to keep sending DM, I'm going to remove it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So if you
because...
want to keep hearing dilemmas, you better send one. Because I'm sure something's happening in your life. I'm pretty sure. You
know,
it doesn't have to be crazy that, oh, my boyfriend
yeah.
is on me and has a new baby mommy. No! It can't be. It can
oh
be basic, bro. Please, like, we actually, because that's our way of hearing from you guys. I'm look at the way I'm begging to hear from you. You people pity me. Even if you just want to greet
problems.
Us, just greet us small, eh? I just going to beg you. Thank you. Everybody, have a wonderful week. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
I did it.